Juan Semen Shin Lamed Vov Sif Yud Gimel. Also, Li Shtamesh Bitode Hoilon Aval Bitside Tsidodim Mutav. So, in order to understand this, let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Nun Tes. Perish. What is considered Tsidodei Ho'ilam? Perish Dovo HaTochuv. You have something that is stuck in Oikosho or is tied Be'ilam. Mikri Tsidodei Ho'ilam. That is considered Tsidodei Ho'ilam. This is not the Elon itself. This is something that is attached to the Elon. Let's say you banged in a spike into the Elon. So the spike is considered Tsidodei Ha'ilon. And that's what the Machabo says, also lihishtamesh mitzodei ha'ilam. One is not permitted to be mishtamesh with the tzodei ha'ilam. Let's go back to the Mishneh Berurim. Avo dosnei ha'ilon atzmai, but the trunk of the tree itself, that is not considered the tzad ha'ilon, ela guf ha'ilonu, that is the guf ha'ilon. And the tzad ha'ilon is something that is a davar nifrod, that is stuck into the Elon. This is called Tsadi Elon, and one is not permitted to be mishtamish in Shabbos mitzadi Elon. V'tzidei tzidodim, and then there is tzidei tzidodim, who davar hanishon b'davar hatochov b'ilon. This is something that is resting on something that is stuck into the Elam. V'chein mizboyer b'divrei amechaba l'kamei. And we will soon see that this is pshat in this halacha. So let us again see the lashon of the Mechaba. Also lehishtamesh, that means in Shabbos, one is not permitted to have any shimush mitzdodei ha'ilon, something that is tzodei ha'ilon. Aval mitzidei tzodim, something that is tzidei tzodim is mutter. Lefichach, therefore, also lismoich hasulam litzidei ha'ilon. Now, so the lotion is not too good, because we'll see the Mishbui means as follows. Also lismoich hasulam litzidei ha'ilon. A person, Erev Shabbos, is not permitted to rest a ladder next to a tree. Now, if the ladder is resting on the tree, so in Shabbos, if a person will go on the ladder, he is mishtamish mitzodei ha'ilon, because the ladder is resting on the tree. The chisolek bay, because if he will go on in Shabbos on the ladder, mishtamish mitzodim, so he's being mishtamish with mitzodei ha'ilon. That means erev Shabbos he rested the ladder next on the tree. And now, so that's what he did on Shabbos is irrelevant. But now in Shabbos, he's going up the ladder. The ladder is considered Tzodei Ho'ilon. That is something that is resting on the Elon. That is Tzodei Ho'ilon. So he is Mevayam. Even though when he goes up the rungs of the ladder, so the bottom rung is not at all Stodehilon. That means the chelik of the ladder that is resting on the tree, that's called Stodehilon. So there's be a mokim to think the bottom rung is attached to something that is resting on the tree, but that is not true, because the whole ladder is one keli, and the whole keli is considered Tzdodei Ho'ilam. So therefore, I'm not allowed to walk up on this ladder in Shabbos, because this is Tzdodei Ho'ilam. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Samech. Osa Lismech Asulam. Haloshen ain't a loshen medukdik. The loshen is not too clear. Vishir hadvorim, but the mechaba means as follows: the ain lismech sulam leilon me erev Shabbos. A person is not permitted erev Shabbos to rest and a ladder on a tree, lalois olav b'Shabbos, to go on the ladder in Shabbos. Why? V'chisolik bay, because when he's going up on the ladder, so he is being mishtamish mitzdodei ha'ilam. The ladder is resting on the tree, so the whole ladder is considered Tzdodei Ho'ilam. The Mishnah Berurah before brings down a similar case. We have similar halachas by a behemoth. One is not permitted to be soimach on a behemoth. A behemoth and a tree have the same halachas. And Tzdodei HaBehemah means something that is resting on the behemoth. So therefore, if you have a wagon that is attached to a behemoth, you have a goy that's driving the wagon, a yid is not permitted to enter the wagon because the wagon is Tzdodei HaBehemah. The whole wagon is considered Tzdodei HaBehemah. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. The least moich hasulam b'Shabbos, to take the sulam and rest the sulam in Shabbos on the ilam, mevadai also, that is also because that's a mishamshim b'ilam, that's not stodei ilam. He's taking a ladder and resting it on the ilam, so that's ishar also. Afilu einoi soimchoi b'ilam gufim, afilu in Shabbos, he will take the ladder, and I have, let's say, a spike that is banged into the ilam, and in Shabbos I will take the ladder and rest it on the spike. So that's also also. Oh, 1 second. So to rest in Shabbos, to rest the ladder on the spike, so it's called in Shabbos to do this. I'm being mishtamish mitzodei hilan. I'm taking a ladder and putting it on the spike. Melis mechasulam b'Shabbos bevade yosef. Afilu einay seimchay b'ilan gufa. Afilu he's not resting the ladder on the tree. Rak al hayoseid atokua boy. He's doing this in Shabbos, by resting the ladder on the spike. So in Shabbos he's being mishtamish mitzodei ha'ilam. But the Mechaber, what the Mechaber said, also lismach asulam litzidei ha'ilam, Perish Lidofnoi. That means one is not permitted to rest the ladder in Erev Shabbos on the Ilon, because when he's walking up on the ladder in Shabbos, he's mishtamish mitzodei ha'ilon. Avol, now let's go back to the Mechaba. Avol im yesh yoseid tekua mitzidei ha'ilon. But if he has a spike that is stuck into the side of the ilum, is muta lismech sulam olav erev Shabbos. So if he'll now will take a sulam erev Shabbos and rest it on the spike, so now in Shabbos he's allowed to go up to sulam because the sulam is tzidetz dodim. In Shabbos he's being mishamish tzidetz dodim. That's what he is doing. Yeah, the Havale Yosei Tzodim, the Sulam Tzidei Tzodim. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kodem Samech Beis, Muta Lismoich, Hainu the Muta Lismoich, Sulam Me'erev Shabbos, Lales Olam B'Shabbos, Mishum Dahavale Yosein, the Yosein is Tzedodim, and the Sulam is Tzidei Tzedodim. And now he's permitted to walk up on the ladder in Shabbos. V'yizoyer, but he should be careful, Shelo Yaniach Ragloi Al HaYosein, but when he's walking up on the ladder, he should only put his feet on the rungs of the ladder, which are Tzidei Tzedodim. He should only put it on the rungs of the ladder. He shouldn't be mishtamish mitzodim. That is the aloha. And usually brings down that what will be the din if a person attached a wheel that one hangs up clothing on during the week. There's a rope that's attached to a wheel, and the wheel is attached to the tree. The wheel is attached to a tree. So if the wheel is attached to the tree, so he's allowed to take off clothing from the rope because the rope is tzidei tzodim. But he's not allowed to pull the rope, because when he pulls the rope, if the wheel is attached directly to the tree, so the wheel is tzodim, and by pulling the rope, he's being mishamish mitzodei ha'ilon. But let us say if he has like a hook that is stuck into the tree, and the wheel is stuck into the hook, so then the wheel is tzidei tzodim, and then he's allowed to pull the string, because he's mishtamish mitzidei tzodim. But he has to be careful that the tree should not bend. Okay, then we'll be learning that soon. That alone is also called a shimush. If by pulling the rope, the tree will in any way bend. So that's called a shimush with the ilon, which is awesome. Now, let us see further the Mechaber. Vim noatz boy yoseit. If a person banged in a spike into the tree, and there is a basket hanging on the spike. So the basket is tzidei tzedodim. As I yosei nikra tzedodim, v'kalkolo kitzidei tzedodim. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So the basket is tzidei tzodim. Lefichoch muta laniach bo peiris. So he's allowed to put into the basket peiris. Velitoil mimeno, and to take out peiris. Because he's mishtamish mitzidei tzodim. Avol hakalkola atzmo, but the basket itself also litlo, to take it off the spike, or litlois, or to hang it on the spike by yosei, ochenal gabi sulam, because to put the basket on the spike or take it off the spike, to bring mishtamish b'tzidei o'ilam. Ve'im ha'chal kolom, toli b'ilon atzmoi, what if the basket is hanging on the ilon? So then one is not permitted to take a chayfetz out of the basket, because the kamishtamish mitstodim is mishtamish mitstodim. Now, in the issue, he brings down something very interesting. So we have a halacha here. We have a halacha if the basket is on the tree, so he's not allowed to put something in the basket. He's not allowed to take something out of the basket because he's considered his mishtamish mitzodei ha'ilon. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, if you have a person who is sitting on the tree, let's say he got up on the tree Erev Shabbos, he's sitting on the tree, Akasha B'maisa. Now he's allowed to sit there, he got up Erev Shabbos, fine, we didn't counsel him. So he's sitting on the tree. So I'm allowed to give him some food now. So he says a person is not considered tzidei ha'ilon. Tzidei ha'ilon means if you have an object that is attached or to the ilon, so that's called tzidei ha'ilon. So there's dinei ha'ilon. But a person who is sitting on the tree is not, he's an entity b'fnei atzmo, he doesn't become in any way bottle to the ilon, so I'm allowed to give him something, I'm allowed to take something from him, inshallah, al yisrael. That is, yeah. That is the din, yeah. Now, let's go further. V'impi ha'kal kolokso, what is if the mouth of the basket is narrow? The shenoytel chayfetz min ha'kal kolo, when he takes out a chayfetz from the basket, meinid ha'ilon. So, in order to take it out from the basket, he has to bend the ilon. So that is also mibnesha yedeze mishtamesh boilom. This is considered, even though the pula that he is doing is with the basket, but lemaisa he is moving. He's moving the ilon, so that's called his mishtamesh beilom, and that's also. Only he's showing b'ilon. What is the din if a person wants to lean against a ilon? So there's a very interesting halacha to lean against an ilon. So we had in the beginning of Shin Lamed Vav, we had that a nitlim boy, you're not allowed to hang yourself from the ilon, and we also had Danish onim, you're not allowed to lean nismochim boy, you're not allowed to lean against a tree in Shabbos. But now he's going to bring a very interesting halachim. Uli shoin b'ilon, to lean against a tree. So the halacha is as follows. Im ha'odom bori, if the person is strong, mutter, then he's allowed to lean against the tree. V'toshtoyach, what if the person is weak? Also, then he's not allowed to lean against the tree. Now, what's pshat in this? The reason is as follows. The Adam Bari, a person who is strong, ain't a Seimech Olav Ella Ma'at. So he's only putting slight pressure on the tree. That means a strong person is really can balance himself. He's leaning a little against the tree. That is not v'lay mikri mishtamish b'mechubo. A Moyadik is asked, that is not considered he's using the mechubo, because in reality he can stand on his own 2 feet. Even though he's supporting himself slightly by the tree, but that is not considered mishtamish b'mechuba. Avultosh koyach, but a person who is weak, tzorech lismayr, so in order for him to stand on his 2 feet, is he has to lean with his whole koyach. Tzorech lismayr b'chol koychei olav, u'mikri mishtamish b'mechuba b'osav. V'hani minli k'she'enoi menidoi. And that is applies when he's not moving the tree. So you have a tremendous tree. When I lean against it, I'm not moving it. The tree is a strong tree. I'm not moving the tree. Avalpikin, it matters how much I'm supporting myself and what benefit I'm deriving from the tree.
Yes.
So if the Iker Amide, of the person is because he can stand on his own 2 feet, but he's supporting himself slightly through the tree, and the tree is not moving, that is not considered mishtamish bi'ilam. It's not considered mishtamish bi'ilam. If his full support is on the tree, then that it is called mishtamish bi'ilam, and then this is asa. V'hani mili, so this difference, if he's completely leaning on the tree or slightly leaning on the tree, this only is negeya she'enei menidoi, that the tree is not moving. So then the whole din is it called mishtamish? Is it not called mishtamish? Avol she'menidoi, but if by leaning against the tree, even though his leaning is not with his full koyach, he's using it slightly to support himself, but if the tree will move because of this, Safilo, he's a bori, and he's only deriving slight benefit from the tree, it is also the zagufa shimush, or this alone is a shimush. Now let us finish the Ramo. Zogt der Ramo, Umuta liga b'ilam. One is permitted to touch an ilam. Touching is not shimush. Leaning is shimush. Ubilvad shaloi yinidenu. But that what we said, that touching is muta, that means that he's not in any way moving the tree. If he's moving the tree, that's called a shimush, and that is also one different halacha. Boir omok, there is a deep pit. Afilu meya amo, it's 100 amos deep. Muta leleid melareis, yelout to go down the pit and go up the pit. מטאפס ביירן ומטאפס בוילד, ולא יחיישינם שמה יקר קרקע בירידוסי ועליוסי. I'm not afraid he might be יקר קרקע and he might be making steps. But I'm not afraid of that. While he's going innocently, and I don't have to be afraid that he'll be doing any malachas in this process of going up and up and down the pit. Shin Lamed Zayin Din Kibbut Habayis V'Domo Sheine Miskaven Oboy Dalet Seifim. So we're going to learn halachas about sweeping in the house and the halachas of Dovo She'enai Miskaben. So the Mishnah Berure gives a hakdome to this simen. Agdim l'simen ze hakdome k'tzor. I'd like to give a small hakdome. V'hi. B'chayresh hu echod milametes Avos Melachos. Chayresh, plowing, is one of the 39 Melachos. V'kivin shekabonas ha-chayresh l'rapuyei are, the accomplishment of chayresh is, the intent of chayresh is l'rapuyei are, to soften the earth, the oz toiv lizriye, then it is good to plant. That means when the karka gets soft, then it is easier to plant in the karka. Vegam kavonosoi la, that's one prat in meleches chayresh, to soften the earth. Now, so, but again, Charisha is the malache that is done with the earth to prepare it. He should be able to plant, to put seeds in it. Fine. Vigam. Now, there's another inyan in Meleches Charish. Kavanosoi lahashvois hagumais. That means if one wants to plant something in a field, so the success of the planting is dependent if you have a smooth field. If there are gumais in it, there's holes in it, then you can't plant properly. So one of the chalokim of Meleches Chayresh is lahashmois hagumais, to smoothen the holes, that means to fill up the holes, uliyafoisoi kidei shiyamokim shoveh, to make the area smooth. Lulachain, therefore, hachayfer basad, someone digs in the field, that is a process of softening the earth. Oisha osa charitz, or he made a furrow in the earth. Oisha hayesham tail cotton, there was a small mound, v'hishmilai, and he made it, it shouldn't be moundy, it should be equal to the rest of the field. Or there was a place in the field that was, the level of this area was lower than the rest of the field. And he made it smooth. So if you have holes, b'mokim aroy lezriye, chayim mishum chayresh. So if this was done in a place that it is roy to plant there, so you chayim als chayresh. Meim hoya ze babayis. What if he did a similar pool, but this was not in a field? This is in a house. Is chayev mishum boine? Shemisakel Abinyan Ayudeze. This is called a tikkun habinyan. He's smoothing out the binyan. He's making a hole in the binyan. So this goes, if it's an amokim, that's not a royal Israel, so it's called bainim. Chenkoma sha'isa liyapis ha'kalke, whatever he does to beautify the kalko, tell this chayrish, b'chayim b'chol shu, and there's no minimum amount, afilu akoshu is also chayiv. Now we will see Sif Aleph. So then it's kilache yad, but if he's doing it for one of these purposes, he wants to fill up the he wants to either soften the earth and also, so it's kilache yad.
Somebody does
trip
in it, does fall in it, or the other fight.
That's a very lofty intent, but but this should be done before Shabbos. Shabbos, if it'll smooth out the karka, he says, "Amasakel abonim mehasode." If you take out stones from the sode, so he brings that from Rabbeinu Hananu, just on second 56. Chaimishim chayrish. Because also you're smoothing out the karka. So that's what Rabbeinu Hananel holds. And the Rambam sheet is, you're not chayv al tchayrish because you're not doing the pool in the karka. That means if I have bumpy karka and I'm smoothing it out, is good. But if I have stones, so you're not chayv al tchayrish. Among Kaponim, it's also, it seems, to take out the stones of the karka. That means it's... These are shailas of Isurim. That's so therefore dwampi mutab. In the same way, let's say if it's dark and up around the lights and people shouldn't stumble. It's very nice, but this should be done before Shabbos. Novo Shain Miskaben. Now we're gonna see halachas. Novo Shain Miskaben mutab. If I'm doing something without an intent to do what I'm doing. So this is mutar. Now, let us understand this a little better. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Nalev. Dovo she'ein miskaven, zeh loshen Rambam. The Rambam explains this much better. Dvorim hamotorim la'soysam b'Shabbos. I did something which one is permitted to do in Shabbos. U'b'shas asiyoson. And while I'm doing this, I'm doing a permissible pula. Efshar. There is a possibility through doing this davar hamuter, there is a possibility that because of this pu'ule, melocha acheres, something else might come about. Maybe nothing will come about. That means, let us say an example, going to have soon this example. Now, let's say a person is pulling a bed. Now, to pull a bed is, it's no problem in doing this. This is a davar hamutar. That's one pula. It could be by pulling the bed, I will make, let's say, if I have an earthen floor, I will make a charitz in the floor. I will make an indentation in the floor.
A groove.
Oh, that's very good. A groove. I'll make a groove in the floor, and that could is nichlal and meleches. matters where this is done. Could be it won't make a groove. I don't know. There's no guarantee what can occur. There are two possibilities. That means like this. If the bed that I'm pulling is very heavy, so that's called obsyncratia. So that means when I pull the bed, I will have to make a groove in the ground. That's obsyncratia. We're not up to that yet. Secretion means it has to occur. Here we're talking about something that it's possible it could occur. It's possible it won't occur. So this is considered a filu. It occurs. It is a dovo she'ene miskaven. It occurred without my intent. And let us just appreciate this halacha. If I am doing one thing, I'm pulling a bed, I'm pulling a chair, that's what I am doing. A second thing might occur or might not occur. It's not muchach, it doesn't have to occur. It could occur and it could be won't occur. And I have no intent to do it. So that's called a dovo she'ene miskaven. And if it occurs, we consider halachically, it's not through me. I didn't do it. A dovo she'ene miskaven means, that's the lumdus of a dovo she'ene miskaven, which is mutter. A dovo she'ene miskaven means, since it doesn't have to occur, and I'm doing something else. This is a second pula that can come about. It could be, won't come about. So I feel though it does come about, so this is considered ki'ilu, it was nase me'elov. I didn't do it. I'm not responsible, and we don't consider it was done through me. So that is dovo she'ene miskaven mutter. That means it's mutter. That means even though you made a charitz, even though you didn't make a, you made a charitz, it's irrelevant. I didn't do it, since I didn't have any intent to do it. But we have to make sure that it's not something that has to occur. Hilkach, therefore, Goyer Odom Mito Tise Visapso. A person is permitted to pull, to drag a bed, a chair, a bench, ben gdoilim, ben ktanim. It could be large, it could be small. Ubilvad shlay yiskaven lases chayitz. As long as he doesn't have an intent to make a groove. Umuta lerabeitz habayis. And one is a second thing. A person is permitted to pour water on the ground. The reason why he's pouring the water is because he doesn't want the dust to come up. But through this process of sprinkling the ground, it could come out that some holes in the ground, the water can take some pieces of earth and fill up holes. It's possible. But kiven she'ein miskaven lahashveis kumais, he doesn't have an intent to smooth out these holes. Ela shalayala ha'avak, so it's considered he is doing one thing. He is doing a pool of ributs of sprinkling water on the ground. And it could be from the sprinkling of the water, could be holes might get filled up, might not get filled up. There's no guarantee what will occur. So the loch is, this is mutter, since he doesn't have an intent for this. Psikresha, what does a psikresha mean? Perish shebevadai teyoso melocha acheres. That means from doing this, the second melocha will zicher occur. Hilkach, perish. Kivin Shadobo Shain Miskabin Mutter. Since Allah Lohe, if I did something without any kavanah, without any intent, this is a davar mutar. Hilchach Torah, therefore, I'm permitted to drag. Mita kise misafso. Na'achal gav di begrei rosoi motsoi. It could be sheyei osu charitzin bekarke. It could be that grooves will be made in the karke. V'hito b'zeh mishum chishash choyfer. And it could be such called, if I make a groove in the karke, that's like a dug a groove. Do who told the chayrish? As a lohochi lab sikreishu, it's motzoi, it could happen, but it's not muchach to happen, it's not a dovo vadai or korov levadai that it will happen. Afilu bekarke she'ina merutzefes, even it's a karke that means even though this karke there's no floor on the karke, so it is possible that a groove will be made. But the afshir shapir shaloytachitz the karke could be that there won't be a charitz in the karke. Now here the mishabur and sharitzian says the case that we are speaking about really is we are not appreciating the full meaning of this halacha. In this halacha, afilu he'll make a charitz. Let's say he'll make a charitz. He'll make a charitz in his house. So there are many drabonans over here. Number one, it's chayrish kalachayad. If a person wants to make a groove, this is, you know, you don't pull a bed to make a groove. That's the last thing you do. You're going to make a groove. You take a tool and you make a groove. So it's chayrish kalachayad. Maybe he's a mekalkul. It's a lochash and tzrich l'guf. We have a whole bunch of things. So God, in this case, he said, you know, since it's a novice saying in Miskavan, that is true. But halachically, afilu he did a malacha diyoraisim. That means the din of Dover Shane Miskaven, this perhaps is not a good marshal, but if he did a malacha diyoraisim, but since it's not a Dover, it's not a segregation, it's a Dover Shane Miskaven, so this is mutam. Bein Gedoilim, the mitrach lay lisoim al kseifoi. I mean, say this is a heavy bench, a heavy bed, that it's a tircha for him to carry it. Ubein ktanim the yochel likochem al kseifoi. That he could carry it. You don't have to carry it. You don't have to be extra from. That means if it's not a secretion, it's mutter. Because of Amogin Avrom, the Gdoilim B'yoysa, but what if it's a very heavy bed, a very heavy sofa? Also, Ligra La Lorenz, then there's no Tutsodim. The Psikreshu, the Bevada Yasa Charitz, Yizicha will make a Charitz, and this is awesome. But here in Dirshu, they bring down, there is a Charitz, a groove, and there is, let's say, a person wheels a carriage. And when you wheel the carriage, you can see on the ground, you can see that you're pressing down. The carriage is pressing down. It's making an indentation in the ground. That is not considered a charitz. A charitz, a groove is called, somehow I dug out something. But a wheel that wheel of a carriage, which is just pressing down, it's not digging at anything. That's tamazay mutar. So filo, I know chloe, I'm a heavy carriage, and I have five kids in the carriage, and I'm pushing the carriage. That is not called a psikration to make a charitz, because what occurs is not a groove. It's called the creature, what?
Compacting disorder.
Compacting, that's right.
Something falls off, like halfway off the head, you're stuck in the pain, you're pushing the pattern, and it's walking with.
That could be, so then you have to know if it's some secretion or not. They're already, I mean, something that's sticking out of the carriage, and it's not compressing it.
Well, we'll say when I have a walker or a cane, and you want the sound of it.
So you have to know, that's right. So then you have to know if it's obsecration or not. I mean, it's not obsecration. We'll kill a cane that's dangling from a wheelchair and will not necessarily make a groove in the...
You have a little nice schools.
What?
But
you have to know, is it muchach to make a groove? Whatever it did is irrelevant. We have to know if it's muchach to make a groove. L'rabeitz... No, I skipped over. Bafilu merutzim bekarke shoshayish. Now, he says, if you have a very heavy bed, so the Magnav Rom said, this is a secretion, this is also. But I have, in my house, I have marble floor, so there's no chritz over here. The gazrine merutzif, oto eine merutzif. We'll have later, that means if it comes out, God, my house has a floor on it, but this is not a dover shchiach. We'll see later at the end of the simon, if all the houses have a floor, then the halach is differently. But there are mekilim then. But if only my house has a floor, then it's sicha also. But there were guys in merutzev or twain in merutzev. The rabbis, and the same thing is, if I'm sprinkling the ground, that the dust shouldn't come up. I have no intent to fill up the holes. The gam love secretion. It's not a secretion. Even though there is no floor on the carke, this is mutter. Okay, we'll stop here. Shabbos. Rabbi, you davening Ma'ariv here? Or what? Or you davening Ma'ariv here? You davening there? What? Yeah. Because I need someone to take me. Please take me home afterwards. Need a ride. Don't give me one. Oh, hon, give me a car here.
Yes.
I also davening Ma'ariv here. Oh.
That's just why.
Uh-huh.